Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really laser focused on why video content isn't just, you know, a good idea anymore.
Right.
It feels like a fundamental necessity as we're heading into 2025.
Absolutely.
We've sifted through a really interesting set of information about, well, how you can tap into videos created by your own audience.
Yeah, that's the key part.
And the themes that kept popping up. Authenticity is like everything. Short form video reigns supreme. And there are some super practical ways to actually gather and use this gold mine of content.
Mm-hmm.
So our mission today is pretty simple. Let's extract the crucial insights so you can confidently integrate audience-created video into your strategy.
And it's needed, right?
Yeah.
Because the digital landscape just keeps evolving at, well, warp speed.
Mm.
Staying ahead can feel like a constant battle.
Totally.
So our goal here is to cut through the noise and really pinpoint what's going to give you an edge in this very dynamic environment.
Absolutely. So let's dive right in. Why is capturing video content from your audience so vital right now?
What immediately jumped out for me was this real power shift in what resonates.
Yes.
It's all about genuine connection, that authentic voice.
Exactly. We're seeing such a clear move away from that highly polished, you know, very brand-centric content.
Right.
What really grabs consumers' attention now is seeing and hearing from people, well, like themselves.
Okay, let's unpack that. This idea that consumers trust other consumers. It just feels right, intuitively.
It does.
And that 2024 customer alliance study really backs this up, finding that a staggering 79% of shoppers trust online reviews and testimonials as much as a personal recommendation.
For 79%. Think about
it. It's huge. Nearly 8 out of 10 people.
Just a massive endorsement for the power of, well, peer-to-peer influence. Mm-hmm. And when you layer video on top of that, content created by your actual audience.
Yeah.
It just amplifies that trust exponentially. It's not just text anymore. You're seeing, you're hearing a real person sharing their actual experience. It's authentic proof.
Exactly. Authentic proof in action. So the key insight here, in an age just saturated with marketing messages, your customers' voices, honestly, they're your most credible asset.
Precisely. I mean, there's such a massive difference between a brand saying, "We're great," and seeing someone genuinely excited about a product, sharing their story in their own way,
mm-hmm.
that kind of content just slices through the skepticism, doesn't it?
It really does. Yeah. And that authenticity, it has a direct, tangible impact on your brand's reputation.
Okay.
In a really crowded market, those genuine voices can be the critical differentiator. They build a stronger, more trustworthy image for you.
Okay, so beyond just building that foundation of trust, the sources also really emphasize how audience-generated video can massively amplify your reach.
Right.
It's naturally shareable content, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. When someone has a great experience and they share a video about it, their network, their friends, their family, their colleagues, they're far more likely to pay attention.
And share it themselves, maybe.
And even share it themselves. It taps right into those personal connections and recommendations that, you know, we already know are incredibly powerful.
It really is like word of mouth for the digital age. These testimonials, this user-generated content, UGC, as people call it, it just has the potential to spread like wildfire across social media.
And the beauty of it is, this expanded reach doesn't always need a huge ad budget behind it.
Right.
I mean, sure, paid promotion can boost visibility, definitely. Mm-hmm. But the organic sharing, that authentic content spreading on its own, it can dramatically extend your brand's visibility in a really cost-effective way.
You're basically turning happy customers into like a volunteer marketing team.
That's a great way to put it.
The sources use the term ripple effect, which I thought painted a perfect picture.
Yeah.
You empower these happy customers, they become advocates, and their enthusiasm just creates more visibility and ultimately deepens loyalty. It's a great cycle.
It's a fantastic cycle to get spinning.
Exactly. Like,
by leveraging these genuine stories, you're not just showcasing a product, you're actually cultivating a community.
Mm-hmm.
A community of enthusiastic supporters who are actively contributing to your brand's story and, well, its growth.
So the core takeaway here is harnessing testimonials, UGC, maybe even event highlights.
Mm-hmm.
It humanizes the brand.
Totally.
Provides relatable proof, and that leads to wider reach and those really valuable, passionate advocates.
You nailed it.
Okay, so the power of getting video from your audience is clear. Now let's pivot a bit. Let's talk about the format of that video. Why is short form content so critical heading into 2025?
Oh, yes.
It feels like those quick, snappy videos are just everywhere.
They really are. I mean, platforms like TikTok, Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts, They've fundamentally reshaped how people consume content.
No kidding.
By 2025, short-form video isn't just going to be a trend. It's the expectation. It's the preferred format for so many people, especially younger audiences.
Right.
It's really become the go-to for capturing and, crucially, holding attention.
And a huge driver behind this, as the sources point out, is that ever-shrinking human attention span. I saw a stat: the average attention span has dipped to just 8.25 seconds.
8.25. It's astonishing, isn't it?
It's barely anything.
In that kind of environment, short-form content is just perfectly designed to thrive. It's all about delivering value, like instantly, grabbing attention immediately.
Yeah.
If you can get your message across or showcase your product in those first few critical seconds, you dramatically increase your chances of keeping someone engaged.
Right. And the sources had some good examples, like a 15-second product demo. You see it work. Grasp the benefit, boom.
Instantly.
Or a 30-second customer review, quick, impactful. You get that authentic voice we talked about.
Exactly.
The brevity seems absolutely key to cutting through all the noise out there.
Precisely. It's about being respectful of the viewer's time, but still delivering something that resonates. Mm. And when you combine that with how people are actually accessing content today, well, the dominance of short form becomes even clearer.
Which brings us straight to the massive role of mobile consumption. It feels like everyone is just glued to their phones constantly. And the stat that over 80% of internet users watch videos on their phones, that really hammers it home.
It's the dominant trend, no question.
Yeah.
And short form content, it's tailor-made for this mobile-first world.
How so?
Well, these videos are typically designed to be viewed vertically on the go. They fit seamlessly into the kind of, you know, fragmented mobile lifestyles so many people lead.
So whether someone's on their commute, waiting in line, just scrolling through their feed.
Exactly.
These short, engaging videos are right there, easy to digest. It really makes sure your message can reach people anytime, anywhere.
That's it. So to kind of synthesize this bit, the dominance of short form in 2025 really boils down to its knack for capturing attention fast,
right?
Which aligns perfectly with shorter attention spans, and its seamless fit with the huge rise in mobile viewing.
Gotcha.
It offers a really powerful way to connect with consumers wherever they are, driving more engagement and brand visibility.
Okay, so we get why audience-generated video and short form are critical. Now, the big call-in for everyone listening is probably how.
Mm-hmm.
How can you actually create opportunities to capture this stuff from your own audience? It might sound daunting.
It can seem that way.
But the sources suggest it doesn't have to be super complicated, especially with platforms emerging like Vidlo, I think was mentioned.
That's right. Platforms like Vidlo are specifically designed to make this whole process much simpler. They basically empower your audience to share their experiences in a way that feels really effortless and natural for them.
Lowering the barrier.
Exactly. It's all about lowering those barriers to entry and just making it incredibly easy for people to contribute their stories.
And the sources had some really practical ideas. One that jumped out was leveraging events and experiences.
Yes. Meet them where they are.
Makes perfect sense, right?
Yeah.
Tap into moments when your audience is already engaged, whether it's a virtual thing or an actual in-person gathering.
Exactly. If you're hosting something, build in ways for attendees to easily record and share quick videos about their experience.
Like what?
Oh, it could be capturing key moments, sharing their main takeaways, just their overall impressions, anything really.
And the idea of using QR codes or direct links to guide them to a specific video campaign, that's brilliant.
Super simple.
It's a clear, immediate call to action right there in the moment. The example they gave, a pop-up booth at a music festival.
Yeah, like that one.
Encouraging fans to share their brand moments just by scanning a QR code. It's fun, it's engaging, it's perfectly timed.
It's all about removing friction. And another really effective strategy that was highlighted is, well, incentivizing participation.
Ah, the motivation factor.
A little nudge can go a surprisingly long way in encouraging your audience to actually create and share that video.
Totally. Offering things like discounts or exclusive giveaways, maybe early access to new stuff. That can be a powerful motivator. The example of brands giving away free products for the most creative videos featuring their stuff, classic win-win.
Absolutely. The audience gets something cool and you get fantastic, authentic content.
And finally, just streamlining the whole creation and sharing process itself. That's crucial, right?
Absolutely critical. If it's clunky or takes too much time for your audience to make and share a video, participation is just going to plummet.
And this is where platforms like Vidlo really come into play, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The ability for users to just create and submit videos directly within a campaign seems like a total game changer for ease of use.
Precisely. That seamless experience is absolutely key to driving higher participation. And the fact that these platforms often automate the collection and organization on your end
saves you time, too.
It simplifies things massively for the brand as well.
Okay, so the core message here seems to be make it incredibly easy, make it rewarding, and you unlock this wealth of powerful, authentic stories.
We got it.
Stories that can seriously amplify your brand's reach and credibility. And tools like Vidlo are making that capture and sharing process smoother than ever.
Fostering those genuine, impactful connections. Exactly. Now, once you've successfully gathered all this amazing video content,
yeah,
the next critical step is, how do you strategically use it in 2025?
Right.
How do you leverage it to actually drive sales and boost engagement? The insights we looked at offer some really smart tactics here.
Yeah, because just collecting it is only half the battle, isn't it?
Only the first step.
The real magic is in how you deploy it. First key area mentioned, enhancing your social media presence.
Makes sense.
Especially since social algorithms tend to favor video anyway.
They really do. By strategically weaving in these audience-generated videos, you can showcase genuine customer satisfaction, you can highlight real-world benefits, craft engaging narratives.
In a way that feels more real.
Exactly.
Right.
It resonates with an authenticity that, let's be honest, purely brand-produced content often struggles to achieve on social platforms.
And then there's the undeniable power of video testimonials, specifically for driving conversions.
Oh, yeah.
The sources were firm on this. Proven conversion drivers. It's that seeing is believing thing, right?
Absolutely. Embedding those video testimonials directly on your product pages, your landing pages, even in your email campaigns. It provides that crucial layer of reassurance.
That social proof.
That social proof people often need right before they make a purchase. Hearing directly from someone who's had a good experience, it can be incredibly persuasive at that key decision point.
It's like having a virtual friend giving a recommendation right when someone's hovering over the buy now button.
Exactly.
The sources also suggested creating personalized marketing campaigns using this video content. That sounds smart.
It's very smart. By segmenting your audience, you know, based on demographics, interests, maybe past purchases, you can then strategically use the most relevant video testimonials, or UGC.
To make it hit home more.
Right. To create more targeted, more impactful campaigns. The example given, the skincare brand sharing testimonials from customers with similar skin types.
Perfect.
It makes the content so much more relatable and therefore much more effective.
And I also like the idea of using these testimonials in maybe less obvious places like sales decks, proposals.
Even Zoom waiting rooms.
Yeah. It's about leveraging that authentic voice wherever it can make an impact.
Exactly. It injects that layer of credibility and social proof into pretty much all your communications.
Yeah.
And one of the most efficient ways to maximize the value is just repurposing the content.
Work smarter, not harder.
Definitely. Think smarter. One piece of video can have multiple lives.
Okay, how?
Well, the sources gave good examples. Trim a longer testimonial into short, punchy clips for reels or shorts.
Right.
Or expand on a short clip for a more in-depth YouTube video. Maybe embed snippets in your email newsletters.
Gotcha. Lots of mileage from one video.
Exactly. By strategically repurposing like this, you significantly amplify your ROI. You're getting multiple valuable content pieces from one source, basically.
And it keeps the messaging consistent across different platforms where your audience might hang out.
Precisely.
Okay, now looking ahead to 2025, the sources make some really compelling predictions about the growing importance of this community-driven content. Mm-hmm. It sounds like it's going to be even more central moving forward.
That's a key insight, I think. The prediction is that community-driven content will truly become the cornerstone of effective marketing.
The cornerstone. Wow.
Yeah. Brands that actively prioritize user-generated content, and especially video testimonials, they're really poised to gain a significant competitive advantage.
And the reason seems to circle right back to that core theme. Authenticity.
Always.
Consumers are just getting savvier, maybe a bit tired of traditional ads.
They are. I mean, people are constantly bombarded. They're naturally more inclined to trust the genuine experiences shared by their peers, you know?
Makes sense.
So authentic, audience-generated stuff, it cuts through that marketing noise. It helps forge those genuine connections brands are desperately trying to build.
So it sounds like brands that really involve their communities in creating content, they're going to see way higher engagement, stronger loyalty.
That's the prediction. It's about making customers feel like they're not just passive consumers, but actually active participants in the brand's story.
Part of something.
Exactly. And when it comes to building that crucial trust, the prediction is that video testimonials, they're going to become absolutely essential, like non-negotiable.
Non-negotiable for converting people.
For converting prospects into loyal customers, yeah. Seeing and hearing from satisfied customers in a video. It just provides a level of social proof that's incredibly hard to replicate any other way.
Okay, so wrapping up these predictions, it really sounds like in 2025, the brands that win are the ones embracing video and putting their audiences right at the heart of their strategy.
Absolutely. That means actively capturing, strategically leveraging, and enthusiastically amplifying all that great content their audience has already created.
To build trust.
Foster engagement.
And ultimately, supercharge sales.
You got it. And as we've discussed, using platforms like Vidlo can really streamline that whole process.
Right.
Gathering testimonials, UGC, those memorable moments.
Yeah.
It gives you a seamless way to put your audience at the very center and really pave the way for success.
It's about finally recognizing that your audience's voice might just be your most powerful, most persuasive marketing asset.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay, so to summarize our deep dive today, looking towards 2025, authentic audience-generated video isn't just, you know, a nice extra.
Yep.
It's an absolute must-have. Short-form video is the main language people speak online now.
Mm-hmm.
And there are concrete, actionable strategies you can start using today to capture and really leverage this content effectively.
It all boils down to trust, engagement, and the bottom line.
Right. Building trust, driving meaningful engagement, and boosting sales.
And it's about that perspective shift, isn't it? Seeing your audience not just as passive recipients, but as potentially your most compelling storytellers, your best advocates.
That's a fantastic way to frame it. So, as everyone listening considers this big shift towards community-driven content, maybe the final thought is, how can you start building a system right now, today, to ethically and effectively empower your audience to become those amazing storytellers?
Good question.
What's maybe one small, concrete step you could take, like immediately after listening to this, to start capturing those authentic voices and letting their experiences shine? That feels like the key question to mull over.